Walt, and I did one of the things that everybody else does. I've got your call written down here on a piece of paper as K4OIM, but somehow between my eye and my mouth, it changed that K to a W. But I'm going to say what you say. I've got you written down here, but I'm not sure what I said. Anyway, that's about it, Walt. I can say you're doing a good job, and we'll say 7-3, and we'll hang around tomorrow night and see what Gary's trying to sell. That's always interesting. KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, K4IM. Harry, enjoy you sticking around for the ride, Q. So you take it easy, and I'm going to give one more call. Alpha through Zulu, A through C. You want to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Net, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. KI4LZI. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, but I've got a question or two for you.
I'll check in KI4LZI, my friend up there on Table Rock. What you got, Andy?
Make it yet over to that RadioBoulevard.com website yet?
I've been kind of in bad shape with my health this past week. I can't really walk on my left leg. I think it's where they operated on my neck, put them plates in there. It's rubbing on one of the nerves, but like I told someone earlier, I'm not about to let them go in there and operate on my neck again. Because when they put them plates in, they said I had started having multiple mini strokes, and they had to hurry up and get me closed up. So I'm not about to let them go in there and go into my neck again. I'll just live with the pain.
Care, but like I told you before, with all the old gear you've got around there, I think you will be very happy about some of that on that website. You really will be. And I hear that you're talking about moving. Well, at least you're going to still be in range of the repeater. And as y'all were saying earlier, you know, when it comes to when you pass away some of this gear and all, my first 2 meter transceiver, I got it here on the bed here. It was a crystal controlled Clegg Mark III. It had crystals in it for this repeater, 8.2, and crystals for 7.9 and 3 simplex frequencies. W4AKG. AK gave me that transceiver, and that was my first 2 meter transceiver. So you're doing real good as far as giving that to new people. It's always appreciated, because that was my first 2 meter transceiver before I got this 8900R here. But I still think the RadioBoulevard.com, whenever you do get to look at it, you're going to be very pleased about it. KI4LZI.
I think I've got one of those clicks here. And like I said, I bought it off of, I believe, QRZ, one of their tech specials. And I think I paid $20 for it plus shipping. And he sent me the tone board. The tone board to go in the thing cost $40. He said, I'm just giving you the radio and half of what the tone board costs. But I'm sure I've still got it around here. So I've got three 2-meter mobiles around here. And I'm fixing to buy, next week, I'm buying a 2-meter Yaesu base station. I believe it's the Yaesu 221A 2-meter. I'm about a guy up in Maine, and it gives me something to do. I ain't got nothing to do because I can't get out and work a garden anymore, and I'm at a high risk of falling, and I watch my grandson. He'll be 5 years old in April, and I got this 32-foot camper back here with my ham shack in it, and I just stay back here and put a little radio equipment and talk a little bit. But I got that FT-450 that when I bought it, it's got a built-in keyer and all, and I put my paddle on it, and it worked fine. Well, it come with the sound signal link sound board, and supposed to do FT-8 and all of that, which I ain't interested in. But I had to hook it up to my computer to give it a try. And when I plugged all the cables in, the thing started transmitting CW out on the air. I wasn't thinking, I didn't know it was going to do that, or I'd had it on a dummy load. And I had to shut everything off and unplug it. And after I'd done that, the gear comes on, but it will not transmit CW. I even put a straight key on it, and I've got the MD-100 desk mic, and it's got a switch up there. You can swing it left or right to change, to go up or down in frequencies, and you can go into the menu on the radio and use that as a paddle, but that is too aggravating. I just can't get the hang of it. And I've started to sell it a time or two, but I don't know. The guy I bought it from, he had bought it for his grandson, and it got his license, and he was going to give it to him for his birthday. And the boy come over for his birthday, "Grandpa, guess what Mom and Dad bought me?" They had bought him a Icom 7300 for his birthday, so his grandpa was stuck with this radio. He said he didn't have about 10 hours on it when he sold it to me. K4OIM for ID. Back to you, Andy.
Well, there's an article in, I believe I read it, was in the current QST about back in the days when Clegg was around. Clegg made quite a few transceivers, they did in the day, for 2 meter AM and 2 meter FM. AK gave me that crystal rigged, and later out here at this picking flea market, about, I guess, a month or two later, I found a Clegg FM-28 out there, 2 meter transceiver. It's frequency synthesized. I liked it better because it was frequency synthesized, but as you well know, there's very few repeaters like this here in this day and time still around. That's Carrier Squelch. Those transceivers, I can do a lot with them compared to this 8900, but to my knowledge, as far as where I live here and I can get into, there's only two repeaters right here that still carry a squelch. This one, let's see, one more. There's another one. Three, mate. 8-2 and 7-9 on Sassafras Mountain. The only three that still carry a squelch. And as a result, the more simpler to operate transceivers ain't going to do you too much good this day and time. They really won't, but that FM-28 that I got out there at that flea market, I like it a lot better than this. But like I said, if you don't have the tone board, you're dead in the water. KI4LZI.
It's got the tone board with it. It works perfect. But I just set it back up here. I'm waiting on something you have to come on one night on a HT and say he's looking for a 2-meter transceiver, and I'll give him a deal on one. I mean, I just enjoy working on them, Andy. I ain't trying to make money. About 6 months ago, my daughter was over at the Goodwill store in Greer, and she called me, and she said, "Daddy, there's a big old plastic case over here, and it is full of parts, all kind of resistors and transistors and all, and they want $20 for it, and I can't talk them down." Said, "Do you want it?" I said, "Go ahead and get it, and I'll pay you for it when you get home." And I bet you there's $10,000 worth of parts in that big box. Voltage regulators, transistors, all kind of. The resistors still on the strip. I mean, none of it's ever been used. It was all new stuff. It was well worth $20. Andy, hold on just a second. Let me give another call out, see if anybody wants to check in. You're on the second shift. K4IM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anybody want to check in? Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or net control. KI4LZI, K4OIM. Man, I had a pretty good list tonight. I got 44. That's about the most I've had check in. Didn't have but 6 check in on the pre check in. Now that gets aggravating. A lot of them, I'll sit here till I'll start checking it at about 10 till 9. To see who's pre-checked. I'll write them down, and then I'll go back about 8:59, and then the other week I had about 6 more check-in, and I'm trying to write those down and get them in before I have to start calling the net. But it was about the most I've had check-in on Tuesday night. So you got anything else, Andy? K4LZI, K4OIM.
4LZI. Like you told your brother there about that, with your neck like it is, you're in no shape to be taking, breaking lug nuts off of wheels on vehicles. You'll put yourself back in bad shape again, maybe, sure enough, finish yourself off. Not a whole lot, but believe me, if it wasn't for the tone issue on most repeaters today, I actually like the older equipment better. But due to interference issues with commercial repeaters here, all local repeater has to have a tone on it. So not a whole lot wave much around it. Got to have a radio that's got a tone on it. So back to you. KI4LZI.
About the only repeater I talk on. Every once in a while I go up on the Mount Mitchell repeater, but I come down here usually about 7 o'clock in the morning and put me on a pot of coffee and throw me some sausage and eggs in the frying pan and some biscuits in the oven, and I watch my 4-year-old grandson. Oh, my daughter works. She leaves here about 4:30 in the morning, and she don't get back home till a quarter after 4. So, and boy, he loves his papa. I don't care if I'm out here in the shack at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning on the radio, and I go up there and go to bed, and he'll wait till I cut my light out in my bedroom. And I'll hear them little feet coming down the hall. And he'll come in there and open my door and say, "Papa, you all right? You okay tonight?" "Yeah, Josh, I'm okay. I'm going to sleep now. Close my bedroom door." And he was in there this morning at 5 o'clock. I heard him open my door. It woke me up. And he walked up beside my bed. He barely, I got a touch lamp in there, and he touched it, and he was whispering, "Papa, you all right? You all right?" I mean, I love that little fellow to death. And he, the other day, I went up there, and he was sitting in there crying. And I asked my daughter, I said, "What's he done?" She said, "He ain't done nothing." He got to talking about, said, I told him, Spot, his dog, he's, golly, my daughter's had him for 11 years. And she told him, said, "You know, Spot's getting old, and he's going to die." And said, Josh told her, said, he ain't old. Is my papa going to die? And he busted out crying, scared I was going to die, Andy.
Tells the guy he doesn't realize the differences about us and them, about their lifespans being even, in a sense, a lot shorter than ours are here. Don't realize that. KI4LZI.
I think old Spot's about 77 years old. I just turned 73 last Friday, the 19th. So if you ain't got nothing else, Andy, I'm going to go ahead and try to pull this up on my computer, on my phone. I don't know what happened to my computer yesterday. The mouse, I ain't got no pointer on the screen. And I went and bought a new keyboard and mouse, and I still ain't got the pointer. So I'm having to do the net off of my cell phone, and gonna have to go back and close out the Echo Link, then pull the Briars web page up and file my log report. So, and it's good talking to you. So, KI4LZI, K4OIM, I'll be clear on your final and trying to file this net report, Andy.
KI4LZI, you remember the net manager here, he's a computer guru. You might want to talk with W4DJW about your problem there, and he might be able to come up with what's wrong with it. Because the net manager here knows all about the computers here. Dave does. KI4LZI.
It's all about that. I'll catch him on here tomorrow and find out something. All right, Andy, I'm going to try to pull it up here on my cell phone and get this net report filed. 7-3s, Andy. This is K4OIM, 2-meter net control tonight. But have I missed anyone on check-in or comments, please call K4OIM or net control. Stand by, and I'll file my net report. It's K4OIM. Walt, I appreciate everyone that took the time to check in tonight, either by early check-in, Echo Link, or on the RF section. So at this time, I will turn the repeater back over to normal amateur radio operation. 73s and good night. Bless all.